We're learning together Masechet Brachot. We're on page Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, page 61a, near the top of the page. We're learning, so here we've learned that the Midrash, which tells us that there's one explanation that a woman came from man, that she came from the other half of him. So now, staying with that theme, the Gemara continues and says, "Vayiven Hashem Elokim et Hatzela." Hashem built et Hatzela, the side. What's that talking about? It's talking about the creation of woman. That he built the side that he had taken from the man. So that's why we understand that he took the rib. Where's the pasuk? Put the pasuk down the side. It's seyata damita fayata damishoga. The bet is where it's v'chor v'kedem saratani. V'yven aluk Hashem alukim et hatzela asher lakach min adam l'isha v'yaviya al adam. Hashem built the woman from the side that he took from man, and he brought her to Adam. Right, and we say from there, the rib, the side of the person. Well, he took a rib. That's one of the midrashim. But we're saying also here, no, it doesn't have to be that. That Sela can be literally the side. Hashem took the whole side. Right? Do you want a side or do you want a piece of the side? So it's not just a piece of the side, it's the whole side. Okay. But so, Tob, that's from the previous Midrash, but what are we saying over here? So here we're saying a little bit different as well. There's alternative understandings. Rav Shmuel, two opinions, one by Rav, one is Shmuel. We don't know who said what, but we know one said one. Chad Amar Patsuf, Chad Amar Zanav. One said Paratsuf. Paratsuf here, if it goes along the previous one, means the side, the complete form. Took his complete Paratsuf. And one means, huh?
I understand as the front side and the back side.
Nachon.
Parsuf is the front. I don't know whose face was.
Okay.
And then there's another, is the tail side, the back side.
No, so there's two different.
I'm sorry, where are we?
61A.
61A.
In the second column.
This is the second explanation.
No, this is something new. we've finished explaining the word Yetzer, right? And we the second explanation of the word Yetzer said two yuds, meaning two sides of a man. That's what Hashem was teaching us in the Torah when he said, "I created man," and he used two yuds in that word creating.
I mean, they were created together.
Yeah. So now here, Rav and Shmuel, we're now out finished that sugya, and now Shmuel said, from this pasuk, which is the same topic, the same theme, that Hashem created woman from the side of man, so we have two different explanations as to what that means. What's this side? Again, it follows from what we're just learning. Rav and Shmuel, one says the paratsuf, and one says the zanav. One says the paratsuf, which I'm explaining, and certainly according to the art scroll explanation here, the paratsuf is the side, the complete side, the form, the separation of the whole man and woman, like the previous explanation. And Zanav means he was created from a Zanav, from... And one, what's he... side of the figure... A tail. Apparently we had a tail, and it was from the tail that the woman was created. That's a new explanation. Top the tail. Gedalia, were you aware of that? That your wife was created from your tail? I don't think you want to tell her. Maybe you don't want to mention that now. Top. Anyways, Rav and Shmuel, one of them said it. We're not sure which one. Top. Hopefully we're going to get to rib. I don't see rib here.
I look at it being that the part sort of is the front side and then the back side is the tail side.
Yeah. Front and back.
One is saying that she was created from the front, and one was saying she was created from the back.
That they weren't created in one together. They weren't together and then separated.
They weren't.
They weren't.
Okay.
You're saying that one of them, either the man or the woman,
yeah.
I mean the woman, originated from the front or the back, from the part suf or the zanaf.
Okay.
Because we look at...
Okay, but they're, you're right. They're interesting ways of describing that, if that's what he wanted to say. It's not a natural way of saying the front or the back.
We see more of it's physical. It's not physical.
It wasn't physical, nachon. Yes, sir, yes, sir. It wasn't created physically.
Nachon.
Nachon, that's also true. All right. So was it, and nachon. So, and the words parat suf and the words zanav also obviously must imply something deeper about what she was created from, not from the, as you say, not from a physical piece. Who cared whether she was created from your thumb or your ear or what are you trying to teach me here? There's a meaning that you're trying to teach me. Huh?
It means something.
Well, doesn't it mean that she's equal, but she can be your better part? She's trying to motivate you to elevate.
How to be better part? How do you get that from here? I can understand equal if you say that they're separated back to back.
Right.
Well, there's no better in that.
No, but I mean, like,
I know your wife's not here, so you'd have to, right? You can be honest, right? You can. I know it's good. It's very nice, but we have to learn from the word. We have to learn from the drosha. What's the Torah trying to teach us?
I understand it's supposed to be equal.
The woman should walk.
Huh?
We have the woman should walk in front of her husband and behind her husband. She walked away from the side she came from.
Well, why not the side? Why not the side?
But that was the first explanation. Right. She walked together.
Right. But the idea that at least they're equal, if not, she's better because she's trying to motivate you.
But where's that? We're learning from the Torah. We're not learning. Not learning. nice compliments to give to your wife. We have to learn what Hashem's trying to teach us.
Right.
So if you've got a source.
No, I mean, you're saying equal side from the side.
But there's no better.
Equal. Right. She's not blowing you. Like if she was made from the foot or from the head.
Well, but she made from the tail. Perhaps. Zanav's a pure. The simple meaning of the word is zanav is tail. And Rabbi Artscroll, who are very serious learners, hasn't deviated from that. He says tail. He says, for a further discussion of these two views, see the Maharal and some other.
So before the sin, there was no physical body. You get this for these things, what we have, you get after the sin.
Nachon, you're right.
So there was
right.
Light.
They were a body of light.
So it's like in the Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem in the back. So see, women have different things. Mm-hmm. Always she walk in the back because she do what the men.
No, I hear. You're right. Okay. Tom. Now, so let's move on anyway because we're not finished. So let's see what the Gemara is going to do with this. Okay, so that's the introduction. One says Paratsuf, one says Zanav. Now, the Gemara says, Bishloma Lamanda Mar Paratsuf. Now, it makes sense, the one who says Paratsuf, right, which we're going to go with the general meaning of the whole side, right? Hainu Dichtiv, because that's why it says Achor Bekedem Saratani. Right, we have in Tehillim that we learned before. Back and forth, you created me from the back and from the front. You created, right? Which we said is a hint or a source or an evidence for this idea. El alamanda mazanav, but according to the one who says from the tail, my achor beketim. So Ratani, what's this forward and backwards? You formed me. How does that work? So the Gemara gives an answer. Answer is kedu Rabbi Ami, like Rabbi Ami said. But my Rabbi Ami, because Rabbi Ami said, "Achor lema'aser bereshit, bekedem lepuranut." What's achor mean? So now we'll learn. So what's the answer? The question the Gemara says, "I have a pasuk in Tehillim which says achor bekedem saratani," which apparently means backwards and forwards. You created me, achor bekedem, from the back and from the front. You created me. How do I explain that? So, according to the version of Paratsuf, it makes sense. Backwards and forwards, you created me. But how do I learn that pasuk out? So, the Rabbi Ami answers, no, that's not what the pasuk means. It's not about physical creation of backwards and forwards, you created me. Achor v'kedem, I can tell you, means something completely different. Achor and Kedem means, Achor means the last. It means the back, or it means the last. Here I'm going to translate it as the last. Achor b'masa l'masa b'reshit. You were made the last thing in creation. When Hashem created the 6 days of creation, the last thing that came along was man. Right? Okay, so that's Achor. So what's Kedem? So Kedem means, and your first, the Puranut. Puranut, he translates really here as misfortune. So you were created last, but you get the trouble first.
Last one created and the first one to cause problems.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, or as in modern parlance, you say last in, first out.
Right, but that has to do with inventory control for things like coal.
No, but we use it in when I used to be a lawyer in those old days. We use it for redundancy situations. You've got to get rid of people, so you have to have a procedure that applies across the board. So there's two ways. One's called LIFO, one's called FIFO. LIFO or FIFO. Last in, first out, or first in, first out. Right. So there's two different ways of dealing with that. But here we're seeing that they're both a... According to this explanation, they're both a not very nice thing. The fact that we're created last, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, that what's man got to feel good about himself? Even the mosquito was created before him. Right? So man, so don't get all full of yourself. You were like the last thing on the list. Anyway, the Gemara brings back over there when it says that. It says, yeah, no. It says Hashem was creating a banquet and he created everything, and when it was all ready, then he brought the guest. Right? So, but here we're sticking with that first opinion, which is that, you were created last. Don't be big, right? Everything else was created before you. So you were last in creation and first to get the trouble.
So now this is the trouble.
We have
in the Klala, we have in the curses, in the Bible, it says that the Rosh Galol is enough.
Yeah, it should be the head.
Enough, which means that
Nachon, but then to say the other way, Pirkei Avot says better to be the tail of a lion than the head of a fox. So, but here we're not basing the word zanav. We're saying the one who has the zanav needs to do something else with this pasuk. So he's not bringing zanav into the pasuk. He's saying because the one who sort of uses this pasuk to as a support for the paratsuf argument. So what does the guy do with the zanav? So I don't use it for that argument at all. I use it for something different. It's a different drasha that I make from this pasuk. Tov, and so the Gemara is going to explain a bit further what it means, first and last. So Tov, Bishloma achol lemaaseh bereishit. The Gemara says, I understand that you can say that the man was created last in the order of creation. Delo ibri ad male shabta, because we know that he wasn't created until the eve of Shabbos. Right, we were created on Friday. Ela, but v'kedem lepuranut, puranut demai. But you said that you explained the other half, kedem, meaning your first in trouble or misfortune. What trouble are you talking about? What does that mean? Good question. So the Gemara says, Ilema, if you want to say Purunup de Nachash, if you want to say what we mean is the snake, right? The first trouble that came into the world was a snake, and that was man got it in the neck, so to speak, from the from the snake. So we were created last, and then and we were straight into trouble first within the first 5 minutes of being created. So if you want to explain that that's what it means, it doesn't work. That doesn't work. That can't be the explanation. Why not? Vahatanya, because we learned in a brighter. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, B'gedula matchilin min hagadol. In matters of greatness, we begin from the biggest, from the greatest, right? If you're having a big suda, going to wash your hands at the sink, you let the rab go first, right? If you're trying to walk through the door, right? In matters of greatness, you let the greatest go first. Right, we'll see where he's going with this in a minute.
The greatest make it by Kiddush?
Not for Kiddush.
Right?
Not for, here, no, I'm not talking about that. There's a different order for, you're right, it depends who's making the bracha, right, and you have to wait for
first
the bracha. And that's because we don't want to make him wait.
Yeah.
Right, so if he goes first to wash, then he has to wait for everyone else. So, so there you can say that he goes, but Tom, in generally speaking, the greatness we put first. Ubklala matchilim min hakatan. And in matters of curse, I mean, in matters of negative things, we begin with the smallest, right? The worst ones are the ones that get the punishment first, right? An example of this might be, we saw when we left Egypt in the desert and we came across Amalek. Amalek attacked the stragglers, the ones at the back, right? The ones who were weak. Right, what were they weak? They were weak. They came to Rafidim, means Rafia dying. Their hands were weak. Hands are emunah. Right, they were weak in their emunah. The weak ones are the ones that get struck first. So the small ones, we begin in negative things with the smallest ones. You don't start off by smacking the rab if the community, right? The person who's eventually he's gonna have to suffer for his own congregation, but not first of all. Okay. How do we know that? B'gdula matzchilin min hagadol. The fact that we start in greatness, we start from the greatest ones. Dichtiv. We know that from the pasuk which says, V'yadaber Moshe el Aharon, v'el Elazar, v'el Itamar, banav, hanotrim kachu, etc. Because it says in the passage, Moshe said to Aaron, to Elazar, to Itamar, and then to his other sons. Right? Therefore, you put them in order. When you're speaking, when you're giving a drasha, and you say, thank you for letting me speak to you today. I want to give thanks to the Rabbanim, to the this, to that one. You go in order. You mentioned, so that's what the Torah is teaching us here in matters of gedula. You can see proof or support anyway that you go in the order of greatness. And the reverse, when matters of misfortune, you go from the smallest ones. How do we know that? Batchila nitkalal nachash, because a snake was cursed first. Ulvasof nitkala chava. And then afterwards, Chava, Ulvasof Nitkala Adam, and then after that, Adam. So we've got, Adam's greater than Chava. Don't say, shh. Turn off the. Tov, anyway, no, so, but we see the snake got it first. The snake was the less important out of the participants in that sin, and therefore got the curse first. So in greatness, in brachas, in prayers, in praise, in good things, start with the gedolim. And in bad things, start with the bottom. Start at the bottom and work your way up. Okay. So we see so why has he brought that? In order to teach, because what do we say? We were trying to explain the second explanation. The explanation of the one who says Zanav, how does he explain the verse in Tehillim that Achor Bekedem? So we said he explains it for last to be created and first to get into trouble. And then we said, are we talking about man who was last to be created, and then first to get into trouble with the snake? Can't be. What we've just gone through there shows that actually the first to get into trouble wasn't man. The first to get into trouble was the snake. The snake got into trouble before man. So man wasn't first in Puranut. The snake was first in Puranut.
Snakes like a zanav.
I'm sure it's all connected. I'm sure it's all connected. Ah, yeah, today does. Yeah, yeah. Easter, then he had two legs, two arms, and a...
And a tail.
Yeah, tail to the top. Anyway, so what we did there was we knocked out that hypothesis that that's what front and back, first and last means. Last in creation, first to get into trouble. No, because the first to get into trouble is a snake. So it can't be that. So what does it mean, the first to get into trouble? So we've got a different explanation instead. Ela Puranut de Mabul. Rather, the trouble that we're talking about here is the Mabul, the flood. Why? Dichtiv, because it says, Vayimachet kol hayakum asheel pnei adama meyadam viyabihema. Because it says over there in the Pasuk, in Bereishit, and he wiped out all of existence that was on the face of the earth, Me'adam v'abehema, from man and two animal. Bereisha Adam v'hadah behema. First of all, it says man, and then it says animal. So what here? What are we seeing here? So we're not. First of all, what we change? We're not. We didn't need to find the first case of trouble in the world and say that man is the first to get into trouble chronologically speaking. That wasn't. That's what we tried to do originally. Would have worked very nicely if we could have said that. Would have fit. But we're now saying no. We don't have to be chronologically. What we're trying to do here is see that man is the first to get punished when something bad happens. And I do find that in the case of the flood, that man gets it before the Akilu gets, in the Lashon of the Pasuk, gets it before, gets into trouble, gets the flood, gets the punishment of the flood before the animals. And therefore, in terms of the Gemara and its logical argument, Rabbi Ami is on good ground. He has support for his statement that Achor v'Kedem can be understood to mean last in creation and first to get the trouble. Because he's got a source proof for where you see that. What he's trying to teach us with that is maybe it's a whole different Ashkenazic argument completely.
Who's responsibility for the world? The men.
Okay.
They're always created for the men, not for the animal.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course, the thing. When you say and something, take care of the beast.
But the snake, but what? But the snake, we saw that the snake got it first. You might say that was in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, the snake got it first. But after Gan Eden, man now has responsibility more than the snake, and therefore he's the one that gets it first now. Once we're in out of Gan Eden and into this world.
But in this world,
man
was created to rule the animals. So he was also in Gan Eden.
But why in Gan Eden the snake gets it first? And whereas now in the case of the flood.
In the case of the flood, man has lowered himself so much.
What?
That he's lower than the animals.
Yeah, fair, very nice. You could also say, that's nice, I like that. You could also say, in the case of Gan Eden, the sin arose because of the snake. The snake started the whole thing off. He's what caused the sin. Whereas in the case of the flood, man is what caused the animals to get corrupted. Because man was being corrupt, so the animals followed suit. So man was the one that got it first.
No animals when you sin,
yeah.
Not like men.
Okay, but how does that help? We want to show, right? So,
where? I think it said it. Well, Rashi said it. The animals were from men, and that's why they were destroyed.
Nachon, they copied us. Right. They because we started mixing. They started mixing too.
But on the same analogy, that means that the animals can be on a higher level than we are, and they can motivate us to do the right thing.
I'm not sure it's on a higher level than we are.
Such as waking yourself up to do Tikkun HaKoli.
I don't think an animal can ever be on a higher level than that.
But the time
it doesn't
time
have a shape. Yeah.
The animal was close to the human. Then after the flood, there was a separation. We
What do you mean they were close? What do you mean they were close? When?
In the time for Noah. Then after the flood, they separate. Yeah, isn't the Rabbi Tatz?
Yeah, yeah, he said that. He said that. Okay, fair. It's a good source.
This is why Noah was separated from Hashem. This is why he was start to drink. Because he feels the pain. He was now separated from medicine. No, close to Hashem. No.
Okay, but interesting. So let's just see the Rashi's on this, because they're interesting.
Getting back to that, the animals can't be on a higher level because man can practice homosexuality, bestiality, immorality, and everything else like that. You know, so they drop down even below the animals.
They don't drop below the animals. I hear you. What you're saying. They get. Man has free will, so man is acting in a way below the animals. He's acting in a way.
The greater potential, you can go lower, but animals are higher.
No, but if he's dropped down to below a sewer. Then the animals.
Yeah, morally speaking, yeah. Morally, but we see that animals don't have that, are not on the same playing field. They're not. It's not like we're competing against them, and they have the ability to do something that we don't have. So they're not. Top. You're right. I hear. I'm right. Okay. So let's see the Rashi's over there. So what do parts of him? On the end of the second line of the Rashi's, do parts of him. Right, you see that's what happens with Rabbi Mordechai's class. We're doing Rashi's now, can you see? Top, we're doing Rashi's. Shnei parts of him. We don't normally do the Rashi's, but top. It must be yours, but your feet. Shnei parts of him. He's created with two parts of him. We still don't know what parts of him are. Two sides. Ba'o techila echad. First he was built. Techila, achad milefanav ve'achad miacharav, one behind and one in front. V'tzalchu l'shnayim, v'asam min hatzad. He was split into two, and he was made from one chava. From one of them was made chava. Kilu chava wasn't like. It's interesting that he uses that asam min achad chava, and he made from one of them chava. Split to two, and then one of them he made into chava. Kilu, she wasn't like there already. Yeah, he made her from that. He took the side and he made that side into chava. That's why I understand. Tov, let's move forward in the Gemara, because otherwise we're going to get a little bit stuck in there. Now. Where are we? Okay. Bishlomo Laman Dama Praksov.
The other night we went to a shiur by Rav Samir Cohen.
Uh-huh.
And he said that at the beginning Adam and Eve were not physical, they were spiritual. He said that in the Shema, all Nishamot have two parts. They have a Zahar and a Keva.
Okay.
And they're split.
Okay.
Which is what he's saying. Yeah.
The two sides. Nachon. Nachon. You're right.
Two sides split. One became. Doesn't say that one was Adam. He said one of them he made into Eve, and the other one was Adam.
Nachon.
We can't picture that.
There
are two faces.
Nachon. Yeah. I mean, when I say like a Siamese twin and one's from the woman, it's just it's right because Rabbi Reuven said it's not. He was a spiritual. It was only after the sin we got ketonet or we got the skin that gave us the limits and the boundaries of physicality. Before then, we said man stretched from the earth to the heavens. He could see from one end of the earth to the other, right? Because we didn't have the limits of physicality where you can only see to the end of the road, right? And where you're this big, you're 2 meters tall because that's your limit, right? Why is that? Because we're now bound by physicality. We're given a jail that's called our body. But if you don't have that, then your neshama is like is everywhere. It's not bound by physicality. So that's what they were in, and they were saying two together, two halves of an ashama, to a male and a female side joined together, and then they were split.
So instantly, the snake is
physical. It was.
Because
no, I think my understanding is that all the rest of the creations were physical. There's only man that was created in the image of God. What does that mean? I guess maybe one meaning is not physical. Like the angels thought that he was an angel because he had the properties of an angel.
I listen.
Whereas if he had the properties of a gorilla, they probably wouldn't have looked at him and said, "Oh, what have you done? You've created." If they looked at you or me, the angels would get worried and say, "What have you done here?" They said, "No, Tom, he's just created another."
Adam gave the names for the animals.
Yeah.
I listen. In the words, let's say it's, I don't know, Ari. In the word that was written Ari, with the Aleph, Resh, Yud.
Uh-huh.
In this letter, you can see the line. How is the line?
Okay. Yes, sir.
So you never saw a line, but in the letters, you can see the attitude from the line, how you act in the letters.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you saw maybe the words. I don't know. The letters, I don't know,
clear, yes. In relation to what? I understand the beginning bit. Nahon. Yeah, he saw everything in its spiritual meaning. Right? He wasn't looking at the physical in meaning. Right? The Midrash says that Adam looked around to find a partner for himself. Right? Which is when he went and asked, said to Hashem, "There's no one here for me." Right? And then he needed a partner. Right? And he tried out all the animals, so to speak, but not physically. I mean, it just doesn't work physically. Right? You can't mate with a dragonfly. Right? So you can't try, right? But he means spiritually, to see if they were, spiritually speaking, matched. And he saw that he wasn't actually, I can't, none of these is my, right? So that's when Hashem created Chava. And I guess at that point, in terms of also the Midrash, it says that the snake got married, in inverted commas, to Chava, right? So what does it mean? So again, if we're talking about spiritual beings, there was no physical intimacy, if you like. There was some sort of spiritual connection that was made between the two, and that's what caused the evil of the snake to come into Chava and not cause all the problems, etc., etc. But because at that point they didn't have the curse, so they weren't in a body. There was no physical relationship at that point. No spiritual going on.
Now in the jail, I was always in the physical.
And we're going to get after 120, you get free from. You're freed from the limitation.
But the physical jail is just, we're limited to three dimensions. We don't even have a fourth dimension. We can't see forward or backwards in time. Whereas before,
yeah,
we had all 26 dimensions.
Okay. Yep. Best not to think about that too much, otherwise it might get a bit crazy. But, yeah. Tov, thank you, gentlemen. Let's continue tomorrow.
So we're on 21A.
61A.
I'm sorry, 61A.